Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to our Sunday message for Sunday the 12th of May, 2024. We start by reading from the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to be reading Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14 to 19. Ephesians chapter 3 starting at verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord, Christ Yeshua, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that it will come to life in our hearts today, and that, Lord, we would be equipped to stand tall and strong for you in the day and age in which we find ourselves. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for empowering us to do this, and we trust you for guidance as we go through this teaching, in the wonderful name of Yeshua. The title of this message is Inner Strength. Inner Strength. Paul is praying for the Ephesian church, bowing his knees, praying to God that they might be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that they would be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. And that prayer applies to us today. There's such a great need for the children of God to rise up in strength and in power. But we must realize that the power that God supplies begins with the inner man. It affects every other part of our lives, every aspect of our existence, but the starting place is the inner man. By inner man, Paul is here speaking, obviously, about our spirit, our recreated spirit. The moment you and I, as human beings on this earth, bow our knee to God and accept the atoning work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, that spirit man inside of us, the real you and I, comes alive. We are, in a sense, activated spiritually. That's what happened to me when I bowed my knee to Almighty God. Up till that point, I knew things were not quite right in my life. I didn't know what the problem was. But looking back now, I realize the problem was that my spirit man had fallen into decay and death. And what was necessary was for the Spirit of God to quicken that spirit man. I had to be born again. Looking back over the years, I realized that the process has been one of this inner man becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And I realized that in every area of life, if that inner man inside of us is strong, everything else falls into place. You think of our physical body. Now, very often God, as we've said before, gives us something in the physical to help us understand the spiritual. The spiritual, by definition, cannot be apprehended with the physical senses unless God reveals them to us. We are very aware of our physical bodies, and God uses that knowledge to help us explain and understand our spiritual being. There are similarities. Your and my spirit dwells inside of our body. It fits like a hand in a glove, actually. We need to grasp that In the same way as that physical body of yours and mine needs to be taken care of, the same can be said of our spirit being. And everybody would understand this, that the quality of your and my life on this earth is dependent to a large extent on our physical health. Anyone who suffered from some form of disability, sickness of any description, will agree readily that in that condition, you and I are prevented from really enjoying life. There are many things we cannot do. If our strength is limited, our activity is limited. The very same thing can be said for the spirit man. In a sense, the strength of our spirit man will determine the quality of our life. If our spirit man is diseased, wounded, weak, ineffective, our lives on this earth will not really be that happy. There was a man of God attending a Bible college, and he had an open vision. He saw all the people around him in the spirit. God granted him an open vision, which brought him to tears, actually. But what he saw was all these people around him, they were scrawny. They had massive heads, massive heads. They had spent a lot of time training up the intellect. But the spirit man, the spirit being, was weak. Can I just say this? If you and my spirit man, though it be born again, is weak, if we have no inner strength, then we are susceptible to anything the devil wants to put on us, including physical sickness. You might be interested to find out that Proverbs 18 verse 14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? The spirit of man will sustain him in sickness. Did you know that it's quite possible through strengthening the spirit man that dwells in the body, quickens our bodies, gives us life, that spirit man can be developed to such a place of strength that it sustains us physically. And we have no fear, or need have no fear, of physical ailment. 1 Timothy 4:8 puts it this way. For bodily exercise profits a little bit, but godliness is profitable for all things. 1 Timothy 4 verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little bit, but godliness is profitable for all things. In our society, gymming has become quite fashionable. People spend a lot of time and, might I add, a lot of money looking after their physiques. Not that it's a bad thing necessarily. But the danger is that we can become lopsided in attempting to look after our bodies so much. And we need to take care of our bodies, please. It's very important. But we need to know that something much more important than that is our spiritual strength. The spirit man needs to be strengthened. If our spirit man is allowed to become weak, we now become susceptible to all the wiles of the enemy. Sin, deception, depression, and ultimately physical sickness. Furthermore, if we are weak inside of us, we are unable to take up the weapons of our warfare and to be effective warriors for the cause of Christ. God wants an army. He doesn't want a hospital full of broken and weak people. He wants an army of strong men and women, strong mentally, physically, and primarily spiritually, from which all these other strengths come. So the question is, how do you and I go about strengthening this inner man? This is a vast subject and we could spend years discussing it. My purpose in this message is primarily to make us aware. And you see, once we are aware, we can realize the need to pay attention to this vital area of our existence. The first thing I need to say is the starting point is to be aware. And every time you and I talk about our spirit man and we involve ourselves with any form of activity that's spiritually based, any form of spiritual activity, anything that activates our spirit being, is helping us with this process of strengthening the inner man. In the same way as you and I, if we just walk around from day to day, our bodies are automatically getting exercise. The two things that will obviously contribute the most to our strength, as with the body, is the right food and exercise. Our spirit man needs to be fed properly and it needs to be exercised. My body needs good food, nutritious food to grow. And it's not a case of any food will do. Some foods can actually prove to be poison, even though it might taste good. Now, the food that our inner man feeds on is information. Information in general, but specifically for the purpose of getting strong, the Word of God. The more information we get that is based on God's Word, the more our spirit man will be fed. By contrast, the information that the world system pushes our way very often works contrary to the health of our spirit man. So a starting point in this whole process of strengthening the inner man is to take great concern of what information we take in. Now, that's one thing. But similarly to when we're training up our bodies, we can eat all the right food, all the healthy food, and that's a good thing, but that in itself is not enough. We have to put that food to work. We have to use it up. The way you and my body become stronger is when we take food into our bodies and we use it. We burn it off. In the process, what happens? Our muscles develop. We get stronger. Somebody who just sits and watches television will not have a strong physique. Why? He might be eating very well, but he's not putting that word to work. He's not using it for the purpose for which it has been given. You and I need to learn how to take the Word of God and to put it into practice, to exercise it. And there are many ways in which we can do this. But please understand, it's ultimately the Holy Spirit that strengthens us. We take the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to quicken it to us, to grant us revelation. Then that word becomes active and alive in us. And as we operate with it, so we become stronger and stronger and stronger. It's a process. What that means is, when we approach the Word of God, realizing this is a source of food that our spirit man needs, we need to allow our spirit man to absorb it. Hearing the word is not a passive activity. It needs to be aggressive. We need to allow that word to work on us. We need to absorb it. Many nutritionists would agree with the statement that a lot of food that we do actually eat physically doesn't achieve its purpose in our bodies, primarily because the nutrients aren't adequately extracted. They're not absorbed. Very often people take supplements in areas where their normal diet actually feeds them sufficiently. Not to say that supplements are not necessary on occasion, but the point is this, that we need to maximize what we do eat. And that operates in the spirit as well. The more we learn to receive the word of God and to allow that word of God to work in us, to achieve its purposes, the more of the nutrients that are in the word of God, the eternal strength, that strength to be absorbed into our spirit man, making us stronger. It takes concentration. It takes effort. A lot of us are just happy to let somebody else do the preaching. Not that that's a bad thing. We're happy just to read our scriptures for the day, sign off as it were. But if we understand that our spirit man is crying out within us for nutrition, and as we allow ourselves to meditate on the word of God, to think about it, to ask questions about it, to do research if necessary, to let the word of God dwell in us richly, as the Bible says. When we do that, we are allowing our spirit man to pick up the energy of God. I remember one occasion when I was involved with a traveling music group. We were traveling down from Zimbabwe to a school in South Africa. And on our way there, I was actually meditating on the word, meditating on the word, meditating on the Psalms. When we got to the village where we were going to minister, I went and sat under a thorn bush and I meditated on the scriptures, meditated on the scriptures. The reason being, to be very honest, didn't have much experience with ministering to teenagers at that stage, and I was actually terrified. Anyway, the event happened, we did our singing and whatnot. Came time for me to share the word. And to this day, I can't remember exactly what happened. Before I was finished, the whole stage was filled with young people crying their hearts out, seeking God. It was so explosive in a way that the school didn't let us come back. The point is that that was the power of God flowing through me. Why? Because of the word of God that I had absorbed into my spirit man. It was a supernatural thing. And God wants that for us on a regular basis. You and I can't expect to have one meal a week and to be healthy. And the more you and I learn how to absorb the word into us, it's a skill that we develop. The more we do it, the more we learn to think about things, use our godly imagination to enter into the pictures that are in the Bible. When we meditate on the word, spend time with it, don't rush through it. So important. Every time, what are we doing? Allowing the word to quicken us by the Holy Spirit. We are being strengthened in the inner man. But of course, that's not enough. As we've mentioned, we've got to put that into practice. Well, how do we put this word in us into practice? Activities that involve the spirit world. That is how you and I activate the spirit man. The primary way of doing it is by prayer. Now, we're not talking about mouthing off a few phrases by rote. That's not prayer. We're talking about really praying, focusing our mind and attention on the living God. As we do that, as we start to interact with Him, to talk with Him, our spirit man is being activated. There are many, many great ministries that have, sad to say, folded, come to grief. And in 9 out of 10 cases, at least, probably 10 out of 10 cases, what actually happened is the man of God, although he might have developed a very active prayer life because of the success and busyness of the ministry, started to neglect that vital connection. And what happened, you see? His spirit man became weak. And then the enemy could do whatsoever he pleased. There are other things we do that exercise our spirit man. The very powerful one is praising God and worshipping Him. When you and I are filled with the Word of God, and as we praise and we worship, we allow that anointing to flow through us, our spirit man is quickened. Once again, it's not just going through the motions or being in an environment where everybody else is supposedly worshiping God. No. It's a deep interaction, a demonstration of praise, and then a deep attitude of worship. You and I involve ourselves with these things. Our spirit man is being activated. Our spirit man is being strengthened. Every time we turn our attention to God and we start to, as it were, burn off the Word of God in us, our spirit man is being strengthened, being quickened. If we make a habit of these things, in the same way as if you and I adopt a healthy lifestyle, regular food intake, healthy food intake, regular exercise, the result is a strengthening of the body. In the same way, a spirit man, fed properly, saturated with the Word, but not just saturated with the Word and remaining idle, taking that Word and using it. Very often, using our spirit man, exercising our spirit man, requires a step of faith. Faith is actually the strength of our spirit being, in the same way as energy is the strength of a physical being. If you and I are people of faith, the substance of faith has been developed in our spirit man, we have energy. We are strong. And that faith needs to be expressed by doing activities, launching out in exploits for God, praying for the sick, being used by the Holy Spirit with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, prophesying, using words of knowledge. All of these are subjects all on their own. Every one of them is a stepping out in the spirit world. And it takes boldness that every time we are prepared to step out, and maybe fall over on occasion, but every time we are prepared to step out, a faith man in that particular area grows and we become stronger. We need to, as children of God, be able to operate in every single gift of the Holy Spirit as required. The same applies to the fruit of the Holy Spirit, by the way. Operating in the fruit of the Spirit also requires faith. To love the unlovely is a step of faith. But as we do these things on a regular basis, we change inside. We become stronger people. When we refuse to take offense, even though we have been deeply offended, when we are able to overcome that, the more we are able to do that, the stronger we become in that area. Our inner man is strengthened. The more we are able to forgive, the more we learn to love, the more we learn to forbear with others, the more we become strong in the inner man. All of these things require faith. They require stepping out, stepping out, stepping out. One final activity that the Bible speaks about, which is very, very powerful in strengthening you and I, is what's described in Jude 20 as praying in the Holy Spirit. Let's just read Jude chapter 1, verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Yeshua the Anointed, unto eternal life. Do you see that? Every time you and I take that language that we've been given, that spiritual language, and we use it, we pray in the Spirit continually. Every time we do that, we are building ourselves up in our most holy faith. There was a young man that battled to speak in tongues for many, many years. And eventually he really sought the Lord's face for a release in this particular gift. And he dedicated his mouth to the Lord when this gift came. That's what he said, apparently. The day came, of course, when he broke out in tongues in his prayer closet. And then he started. He just prayed and he prayed and he prayed in the Spirit. He was at college at the time. High school, I suppose we'd call it. But he describes how, after a while, the power of God would come on him in such a way that when he walked down the passageway, people would fall over under the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not suggesting that we all try and do that, but the principle is the same. When you and I pray in the Holy Spirit, our spirit man, supernaturally, without feeling it, our spirit man is getting strong. He's getting strong. He's being built up. Being built up. Brothers and sisters, God's given us so many things to help us strengthen the inner man. We need to make it a focus in our lives. It's not bad to concern yourself about your health. There's so many apps nowadays. You'll often see people running, and they're running along the street, and in their hand is their cell phone, and they're checking their heart rate and their blood pressure, etc., etc. And they're paying a lot of attention to their physical well-being. And I don't think that's a bad thing. But can we make it a habit to take just as much concern about our spirit being? Not to allow our spirit man to fall into neglect. That will happen if we don't take care. And once that begins to happen, the truth is that everything else starts to fall into disrepair. We become prone to sin, to temptation, to depression, all these ugly things, financial issue, and as we've seen, physical issue. Let's take to heart this instruction by the Holy Spirit to build up in our most holy faith, strengthening the inner man, strengthening the inner man, so that when the call comes, you and I will not only be able to make it through difficult times, but more importantly, as far as God is concerned, to be of use to others. I trust this message will bless us as we go through this week victorious in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Amen.